This episode of the NFL Weekly Drive is brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app for player props. Each prop has a fantasy point total associated with the over or under based on the likelihood to occur. The more points the selection is worth, the riskier it is. Bet on your favorite players or players you would think will have an exceptional game from across the National Football League. Keep checking those prize pools where they have crazy amount of competitions going on. You can win a lot of points off of those and win tons of money every single week. So go ahead, download the app or visit ThriveFantasy.com or go to the bottom of our page for the link. Use promo code BenchBros and receive a $20 bonus on your first deposit of $20 or more. That's promo code BenchBros to receive a $20 bonus on your first deposit of $20 or more.
Man. My way and watch out as I come through. Busting in your line, cracking helmets in. Two. I bring the pain, so what you gon' do? Stand there and just get shook out ya. So clean out your locker, I'm out to get ya. Cause I just popped ya. You can't take the pressure. You might as well quit cause you just can't last. Mad at 2000, put your face in the grass. And your pride in the dirt, so put on a skirt. If you come on the field and don't wanna get hurt, just bruised and beaten, all black and blue. And it's been like that since Madden 92. You better come harder than hard, rougher than rough. Blah. Put up your guard, get ready to crush. Blah. What you want? The rock in the palm of my hand. What you got? I got John Madden.
Hey, folks, welcome into the NFL Weekly Drive, where we recap all the top NFL action and news and then get you prepped up for week 17 for the playoff push. I'm Wes. Brandon is here as well. Brandon, what's going on, bud?
Happy New Year. Bringing in the new year with a little bit of a late episode, but better late than never.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the way the schedule goes. Work schedules had to be crazy to fit in the new year hours and everyone laying off. And then also, like, the COVID stuff that's just been going crazy up here in the Northeast.
Yeah, everyone's getting tired of that.
Everyone's getting the suds. I'm tired of everyone getting suds because then I have to work more. That's not fair. But how you doing? Anything new?
Good. Just moved into the new place, getting everything settled. That's really it.
Moving sucks. It's probably one of the bottom five things to do as an activity.
So I've moved a lot more in my life than I would have liked to. And I don't want to do it again, but I know I'm going to have to do it again. So. I lost you, Wes.
I said, it's the worst, fitting the couch through the window, or not the window, the door, and just like boxing everything, the unboxing everything. It's a pain in the rear end.
So. Funny story about the couch. So I have a three-seater reclining couch. The thing is heavier than all hell. And it was me and Maite's dad. We were trying to get it up the stairs. It took us lots of blood, sweat, and tears in about 30 to 45 minutes to get it. Because I'm on the second floor. So getting it up the stairs wasn't fun.
Who cried?
I did.
That's every time someone says, sweat and tears, I always ask, like, hey, who's the one that cried then? Like,
yeah, that was me. I was crying.
I think that quote is so funny, blood, sweat, and tears, because then you're like, well, who's the one that cried? Who's the one that lost their emotions?
I'm usually the one, especially when you're moving.
Well, speaking of it was emotional week for the NFL world, and it's going to be emotional on this weekend for Sunday, because one of the legendary greats and probably the Mount Rushmore of football, John Madden, that passed away at the age of 85 on Monday, which was kind of weird because Fox was promoting this all Madden documentary for about 2 months now. And then it released and then that few days later, John Madden, we got the news that he passed away, but a huge icon in the football world and even in the sports world and even in the pop culture world. But what are your thoughts of John Madden? It's tough.
It sucks. It's definitely a big loss. Legendary football coach. It sucks. He's definitely one of the goats of the sports world. And his legendary commentary And a lot of that stuff just popped back up on social media over the past few days, his commentary and him calling games and some of the crazy shit he would say. And it was, he always kept it interesting. So, rest in peace to John Madden.
Do you remember, like, you have a best moment? Because, like, we kind of grew up with him, like, in his later years of commentary, like, him finishing up with Fox and Pat Summerall, and then him and Al Michaels just in the booth all the time for Monday Night Football and Sunday Night Football. You have, a moment you remember?
If I'm being honest, no. there's a lot of things I can't remember, but no, I just watching all the different highlights of his commentary. I mean, that was entertaining to me. Just the stupid shit he would say, just to keep things interesting.
Dude, the best was when he would call tackles pork chops. He would just be like, "See this pork chop right here. This is who you want as a starting left tackle." And just like. The shit that he would say was just incredible. The first game I watched from start to finish, knowing the game of football and stuff and starting to finally digest everything, was that Patriots Rams Super Bowl. And I was 8 at the time and I was kind of young, but I just remember just watching from start to finish Pat Summerall and John Madden just going back and forth, and John literally saying he's got goosebumps from Tom Brady driving down the field and kicking the game winner. But then also it was that Thursday night game where he split open a turducken with his bare hands and he just went on the turducken.
A turducken, yeah.
And of course, we both played Madden, the video game. Madden's a huge part of the video game industry and the pop culture industry. He changed the way you called a game. You don't just say, "I'm going to play a football game." You say, "I'm going to play Madden." It's wild, honestly.
Yeah. And I'm sure. I mean, if Madden does this right, they'll put him on the cover of next year's.
Coming. It's going to be Madden Forever.
Madden Legends Edition or something. I mean, I think they might have already did a Legends Edition, but. They'll come up with something clever. If not, I'm not buying the game.
I mean, how could they avoid that opportunity? But there's three most influential people in the sport of football that aren't athletes. They're not the players of the game. It's the Sables for producing NFL films and literally creating that. Steve Sable and his father, Ed. Then John Madden and then Chris Boomer. Those are the three goats of the outside.
You're forgetting Booger McFarlane.
Oh, Booger. See, if it wasn't for John Madden, we wouldn't even have Booger.
Now, you see what he just did there? He made that tackle. And that's what you have to do. You have to make the tackle.
See, the guard pulls right here. He'll double team. Him just drawing on the Telestrator. Oh, so good. No one draws on the Telestrator anymore. I've kind of noticed that.
Yeah, I know. Everyone's kind of lame.
Tony Romo's starting to do it a little bit, but he's doing it off.
Romo's another good commentator. I mean, he just sometimes he gets on my nerves, but he gets too
excited.
Yeah, but you kind of have to admire that about his love for the game.
Breaking news: Betty White just died. Speaking of which,
really?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No.
What? Dude, my mom was just talking about her 2 days ago and that she was turning 100 or something.
Shan just texted me. She's at work right now at YSL, which is crazy. Yeah, TMZ, Betty White has died at the age of 99.
Oh, no. Betty White just died. Remember my mom was talking about her the other day, how much she likes her? I'm trying to tell my girlfriend, and she has no idea who Betty White is.
Golden Girls? No?
I guess not.
I mean, we know Betty White pretty well. That's crazy.
I know her. I know her very well. I used to watch it with my grandma.
Yeah, my great-grandmother would always have Golden Girls and then the Andy, what's that show name? Ah, shoot.
It's Andy Griffith?
Yeah, the Andy Griffith Show.
Yeah.
But yeah, what was I talking about? Shit, Betty White just got me off track.
Damn, Betty White. Damn.
But like John Madden, like there will be no one like him, like to have such influence on like sports, video gaming, color commentary, and just having the best win percentage as a head coach with like a Super Bowl win. And like, he also played football too. He was like a draft pick by the Philadelphia Eagles, but obviously he's more known for like coaching and everything else. And I really got to watch that documentary now, cause I was a big fan of John Madden.
Yeah, it should be a good documentary for sure. And now that he's passed away, it'll be a little extra special.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about football because that's what John Madden wants to, would always want to do. And so let's talk about this past week. I know it's kind of a little bit late. It was a very long week with all these cancellations and everything. But we had football on Christmas Day. We had football like on Thursday that everyone forgot that happened. We have a bunch of Sunday games. We have a lot of like upsets, a lot of like blowouts. It's crazy. What do you want to talk about first?
So to be honest with you, I didn't watch much football on Christmas Day. I watched a little bit of that Packers-Browns game kind of towards the end. I forgot it was even on.
Which is fine.
Thursday night game was good, though. Titans won in a last-minute field goal, or a last-second field goal, I should say.
Right.
Jimmy
G tore his thumb ligament or something like that, so Trey Lance is going to play.
Interesting injury.
Yeah. The Titans, we just think of like that team just like, oh, they don't have anybody. They're not going to be good. They're going to fall off. And yet they're just still hanging around.
They're still rolling. And the Colts are rolling too. And no, what's going on with the Cardinals? I mean, D-Hop is on IR. So, I mean, is that it for the Cards? Are they just going to start losing out here?
Well, they also don't have J.J. Watt either. And, like, they're dealing with I think James Conner sat out that game. But, no, they made the playoffs because of a bunch of tiebreakers that they already had. But, like, good Lord, they seem like a first-round knockout, like an easy one right now. They stink.
Yeah, if the playoffs started today or tomorrow, they would definitely be knocked out the way they've been playing. Kyler Murray can't do it all.
I don't even think they're going to win the division. I think the Rams are going to win the division.
It's definitely looking that way. OBJ is finding his rhythm with that offense, and the Rams have been rolling.
Yeah, but Matt Stafford played so badly against Minnesota. Three interceptions. The good blessing of him was that Kirk Cousins was on the other sideline. But every other game, they would have lost. But the fact that Minnesota is just also falling off, too, is just kind of just going the Rams. Like, everything's going the Rams' way, and it's kind of giving me weird vibes about it because I don't think the Rams are like a Super Bowl team yet. I think like give it a year and then like this next upcoming year when they have chemistry and Robert Woods comes back, I think that's when they make a run. But for some weird reason, the Cards are aligning for the Rams to go on a run and host the Super Bowl in LA.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, any given season and I get your point. Next year, Robert Woods comes back and the full offense is healthy, but it's always with the unforeseen injuries. I mean, granted, Robert Woods could come back. OBJ can go out. Cooper Kupp could go out, or there could be other injuries. So
Andrew Whitworth, the left tackle, he's always injured too. Like,
well, I think he's 40 years old, isn't he?
He's up there.
I think I'm pretty sure I just saw a stat. Well, not a stat line, but something that it said he was 40 years old.
40 years old and you're playing left tackle in the National Football League. That's absurd.
Don't quote me on it, but I think that's how old he is.
But I mean, like, it's still a hell of an accomplishment because he's definitely in his higher 30s.
For sure.
If not.
For sure. That's the lineman is definitely the toughest position to play, beating your body
oh,
up.
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah. Right next to running back.
The game I want to talk about is that, speaking of the teams that are folding, it seems like this is a classic Chargers from year in and year out. I mean, getting blown out by the Houston Texans, who we all think stink, and rightfully so, 41-29, and Justin Herbert just only having one TD against this Texans defense. Hell, Rex Burkhead looked like an all-pro running back, 149 yards and two touchdowns. I mean, is this the classic Chargers are just going to miss the playoffs and absolutely disappoint everyone else. They were a hot ticket coming into the season that people were like, this is going to be my Super Bowl winner in Vegas.
It's definitely a bad case of the Bolts right now. And it's every year with the Chargers. They'll get hot, they'll get cold, they'll get hot, they'll get cold, and they'll lose close games. And now, I mean, to get blown out by probably one of the worst teams in the NFL, it's a little bit embarrassing. I mean, who are you as a team as the Chargers? We don't know their identity. We haven't known it for a lot, for many seasons past.
I saw a crazy stat with like that deals with the Chargers. So Kansas City's four losses have came against Baltimore, the Chargers, the Bills, and the Titans. And yet it's like all those teams that beat Kansas City have lost to one of the worst teams. Like the Titans lost to the Jets. The Chargers just lost to the Texans. The Ravens lost to a bad Miami team at the time. They were like 2-5 or whatever. Or no, they were 1-7. At the time they lost to them. And then the Buffalo Bills lost to the Jaguars at that 6-9 score that Urban Meyer gracefully loves. When I saw that, I was like, that is absolutely wild.
It's usually some of the best teams early on in the season will lose to the worst teams.
Right. But when I just saw that, I was like, that's actually really crazy. Teams that beat Chiefs are going to lose to one of the worst teams, but... Yeah, I don't know what this means for the Chargers. I mean, they have to play dealing with a bunch of COVID issues and the season.
You're cutting out, Wes.
The Chargers will have to face the Broncos this week, who are dealing with COVID issues. And I hate to say it, but the season's pretty much over after losing the Raiders. But I don't know. Chargers may win this week, and then they got to play against the Raiders the last week of the season. Who knows with the Raiders? The Raiders are still playoff bound, essentially.
Yeah. Who knows with the Raiders, though, too? Another one of those teams that's week by week.
You know what the Raiders need? A receiver. And wow. It's like, well, they would have had one if Antonio Brown just had, like, a cool head during the time he was there.
Yeah, I mean, who really knows what goes on? I mean, AB's been okay since he's been in Tampa Bay, besides his whole fake vaccination card.
Oh, yeah.
How they could have found that out. I mean, how do you really know? Like, how can you tell it's a fake?
He has been like, oh, media, you just draw up stories. And the media is just like, well, I mean, like, we kind of have the right to ask.
he's been a story.
Yeah. I mean, like, they're just sitting there just like, well, I mean, like, we're not doing our job unless we ask, like, the question of, like, what's going on. But, hey, so, it seems like the Bills are back. Patriots 33-21 to Foxborough. Mac Jones threw more than three times in this game. So, is this more of, like, the Bills are back, or is this more of, like, the Patriots, they had a nice run, and now they came back to earth?
You know what? I mean, I don't want to say either or because it was a division game and we know what happens in division games. So I'm going to say it was a fair draw. I think the Bills are still definitely a good playoff team, and the Patriots as well. So I can't really say if the Bills are back or the Patriots are falling off because I think the Patriots will keep rolling through the next couple weeks. And I don't know exactly. Let's see who the Bills play because they could win out too.
The Falcons this week, and then the last week of the season to play the Jets. So meanwhile, New England, they have to play the Jaguars this week, and then New England has to travel to Miami where they somehow always lose.
So the Bills could win that division just because Miami is probably going to beat the Patriots.
Well, how about Miami's playoff chances? Because now they've won 7 in a row after losing 7 in a row. They're right now sitting in the last wild card spot. Could they squeak in?
You know, I just want to tell Miami fans to maybe just, you know, tone it down a little bit. Because all I've been seeing all over social media is stat lines, how they lost 7 straight. Now they won 7 straight. that's great and all, but let's not forget the fact you lost seven straight to start the season. Yeah, granted, you've won seven straight, but let's tone it down a bit. They're not that great of a team. They have their hot – they get into their hot streaks, and they've gotten into a groove. But if they get into the playoffs, they're one and done.
You want to tell Bobby that? I mean, Bobby
I would if he was
like,
on the podcast. No! I mean, I would if he was on the podcast. I'm all about, you know.
Listen, I think Tua is playing. I think Tua is playing pretty good right now. He's being very accurate with the football. They played a Saints team, which, granted, they had like what 22 players on the COVID list, so it was kind of hard for the Saints to even compete in that game, especially with Ian Book starting. But 7 in a row is 7 in a row in the National Football League. That's still a tough ask. Like, simple teams can't even do that. But they got to play Tennessee, and then they got to finish with New England. I don't know if they win both of those games, but they got the mojo right now to where they could definitely win them. I wouldn't put it past them.
They could win them, but I'm just not big in Miami right now. I just need Miami and their fans to just calm down. Just calm down. You guys are getting way too hyped right now for a what if.
Speaking of the fan base that's getting hyped up right now, it's the Cincinnati Bengals and the Who Day fans of the Ola Cincinnati. They're loving their team right now as the Bengals beat the Ravens 41-21. Absolutely smoked. Joe Burrow, 525 yards, 4 touchdowns. An amazing performance from Joey B. What do we think about the Bengals' playoff chances? Because they're right now. Huh?
No sympathy for the Ravens.
No, absolutely none whatsoever. Even though Josh Johnson is like the ultimate, we talked about Ryan Fitzpatrick being the journeyman. Josh Johnson is the epitome of a journeyman quarterback.
I guess. I don't. I mean, I didn't watch that game, so I don't know.
Lamar sat out. So Josh Johnson played.
Honestly, it's the first time hearing his name because I didn't watch that game. I just saw highlights.
He has been everywhere. He has played with Baltimore, Cincinnati, Cleveland, the Jets, Washington, a bunch of AFL teams. Like, I will go through the list, but it's insane. He's been around since 2008, so he's doing Jeez. Something right.
He's just that. He's that backup, I guess.
Yeah, like teams will just bring him in just to be a backup, but. It's like he doesn't – I guess there's a comedian named Josh Johnson too. Oh, yeah, there is one. But, yeah, Josh.
You cut out.
Yeah, Josh Johnson, the ultimate journeyman. He's played for 13 NFL teams plus stints with 3 teams in the UFL, the American Alliance Football League. Remember that football league? And he was also in the XFL.
Damn. This man's been everywhere.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, but back to the Bengals. I think the Bengals are going to be one of those teams that, you know, they're going to be the hot, sexy pick. And everyone's going to be like, oh, Joe Burrow's just coming in now. Like, he's got all his weapons. Cincinnati's doing a great job. To where I think, depending on the matchup, they may lose round one. Like, if they play against New England, I'll take New England in that game. But
over the Bengals,
if they play like the Colts, they'll lose. If they play Titans, I could see them winning. I don't know. They're a matchup based team, in my opinion.
It's just any given week. I mean, yeah, they beat a team without Lamar. I mean, they beat a Ravens team without Lamar Jackson, and they kind of steamrolled them. But right now, I mean, the Colts are a tough team to beat. And the Titans, I have to agree with you, they are an iffy team. They're another week-to-week team. You don't know what they're going to bring to the table.
Well, maybe the Titans just win the division. So the Colts will be our team, and maybe they'll draw Cincinnati in the first. Because Cincinnati will face the higher seed of the wild card. So I don't know how that's going to do, but I like the way Cincinnati is kind of building right now, but I don't see them like competing for a championship this year. Or like I would love like this weekend when they play Kansas City, if that was a playoff game, right? Because like those two teams are just like pretty much identical to each other. Like decent defenses, high insanely explosive offenses, but not really like seeing a path for Cincinnati to somewhat reach the AFC championship game this year. I'm just not seeing it.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really disagree with you. I don't think they're an AFC championship team either. They're definitely not going to make a run for the Super Bowl. They'll hang around in the playoffs.
But yeah, definitely.
They're going in the right direction. They're definitely going in the right direction as far as coaching and players that they're going to use to build around Joe Burrow. They're getting him the right weapons on offense. So they definitely have a bright future for the next season, for the next few seasons to come.
So other things about this week 16, Washington just looked like they were a college team going up against the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football.
That game made me sick. I wanted to throw up watching it. I cannot believe how bad they were.
Hot take. I think Jonathan Allen purposely missed that punch on the sideline.
Well, you know those guys were teammates, right?
At Alabama.
So,
and I played against Jonathan Allen.
They're brothers.
Dude, I think, like, there's no way he misses a punch from, like, that up close to where he puts his fingers in the temple. Like, that's a clear knockout. I think he just purposely wanted to miss. Like, just, like, as a warning shot. Just, like, hey, watch it, bud. But, like, imagine being in the way of those two men. Like, those are giant behemoths of human beings that probably bench a combined, like, 2,000 pounds. So you don't want to mess with them.
Well, then that would mean they'd bench 1,000 pounds apiece.
Oh, that's true. Maybe 1,000 pounds between each other.
Yeah, that's a little bit more fair.
That's more realistic, right?
We're talking James Harrison numbers here.
Jameson Harris. You know, Jameson Harris, like, he doesn't use, like, a straight barbell. He uses one of the bouncy ones, which is even tougher.
Yeah, he's a freak. He's an animal.
He's one of those cats to where I don't think he gets enough respect for what he does. Like, he literally went to Kent State. And you look at James Harrison and it's like, why the hell did he go to Kent State? Like, this is an Alabama product, like, simply through. Like, Nick Saban would have offered this guy a scholarship as he was a freshman in high school. He was probably, like towing trucks, like, by himself as a freshman in high school for, like, a side job just to make money.
That'd be tough. That man's, like, built like a Mack truck.
Well, he can do it. Like, I'm pretty sure he can do it. But speaking of the Pittsburgh Steelers, I think they're done. Like, 36-10 against Kansas City. They weren't even close in that game. And this is very much the end of Ben Roethlisberger as he gets ready for his final home game in Pittsburgh this upcoming Monday night. I don't know what the track for this Pittsburgh Steelers team. Like, do they go and get a QB from free agency? Do they just draft one? Like, I don't know what their plans are going to entail this offseason. What do you think they should do?
I think they need to draft a quarterback. Big Ben is, I mean, they haven't had any luck with quarterbacks, and Big Ben only likes to win when a new Spider-Man movie comes out, so.
Oh, that's true. Spider-Man's in its second weekend. There's got to be a stat somewhere where Big Ben loses the game after the opening weekend of Spider-Man.
I'm sure it's out there. I mean, they're really fishing for stats for him now, so.
We'll see it in the upcoming days eventually. But other things, Nick Foles led the Chicago Bears on a game-winning drive in the snow in Seattle, where the Bears won 25-24. Man, it is come to where you got to blow up the Seahawks. They're 5-10. Like, I didn't think Seattle was going to have 10 losses on their record, but here they are with 10 losses. Yeah, they're here with 10 losses for the first time since 2009. Talk about a team that needs to blow it up. It seems like they're going to be the team that they're going to see a lot of changes coming. And who knows, maybe Russell Wilson gets shipped somewhere or not.
I think they're going to want to keep Russ. I mean, if anything, Pete Carroll is going to go. They have had their share of injuries, but that defense is atrocious. Maybe some new, maybe a new coordinator on the defensive end. I don't know. Maybe some draft picks on the defensive end. We'll see. But definitely, I think Pete Carroll's time is up in Seattle.
Well, their draft pick is with the Jets, so they don't have a first-round pick this year because they traded for Jamal Adams, the best in the nation.
Hey, you could still get. Hey, you get the diamonds in the rough in the later rounds. So I think they'll be okay.
Well, with the way Seattle's been picking lately, I don't know.
Yeah, well, they trade them all away.
Exactly.
Besides DK.
The Jets ended up beating the Jaguars, kind of securing the Jaguars getting the first overall pick. The Lions tried to win with Tim Boyle, but they ended up losing on a game-ending interception. Let's see. The Eagles also have the last wild card spot right now after a blowout win over the Giants. Do you think the Giants should trade for Russell Wilson? That's kind of been a hot topic in this New York media, and I think that's just a bad idea.
I mean, I don't know if he's really the answer that they're looking for. I don't know what, like, it's a whole front office issue with the Giants. I mean, they don't draft well. And I just don't think they hire the right coaches. They're just not, they don't do the right things to get their players and the team to win games. Like they're not making the right moves as far as coaching and draft picks and trades. They don't do anything at the trade deadline.
They worry about their culture so damn much that they don't have a culture anymore. Their culture is losing.
Well, it's like you went out to get Daniel Jones just because, you know, he's worked out of it with whoever it is in that facility before, and now you have a relationship with the guy. I mean, come on, we want a winning quarterback, not a guy that you have a close relationship with.
Exactly. And it's been rumored that Joe Judge will return as the head coach. We're going to see a bunch of firings lately because the interview process has begun. Like, teams can now interview head coaches if they have a vacancy right now. But from a Giants standpoint, like, if you're Russell Wilson, from one rebuild to another, the Giants have been rebuilding for like 7 years. Hmm. Ever since the boat picture, they were like 22-55.
Hmm. That's awful.
That's absolutely abysmal.
Awful.
And if you're Russ, you're like, go back to the moving thing. Like, why go through the process of like moving when you can just stay in Seattle and have an own rebuild rather than go join another rebuild? And who cares if it's New York? I think that's so terribly put to where it's like, oh, but he wants to move to a big city. He wants to move to New York. Who gives a shit? He'll get ripped more here than he'll get ripped in Seattle. Seattle, he could be the mayor there. New York, it's either you win or you suck.
Yeah, New York doesn't care. If you win for them, they'll love you. If you lose, they're going to hate you.
They'll love you for that 1 year. And then if you start losing, they'll hate you.
Yeah, there's no in between.
You're always going to end up being a loser.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way the city's put. I mean, like, look at the Yankees. People now hate Aaron Judge after loving him 2 years ago.
Yep, you hit a wall and now they want you out.
So let's kind of preview week 17 then, so everyone can get on their merry way and celebrate their New Year's responsibly. But we got all our games are on Sunday, so there's no Thursday night games, there's no Saturday games, there's none of that. Everything's on Sunday except for one game on Monday night. So we got the Falcons at the Bills, Giants at the Bears. Guess who gets the privileges of cutting that game? That's going to be abysmal game to watch. Chiefs versus the Bengals, Dolphins versus the Titans, Raiders at the Colts, Jaguars at the Patriots, Buccaneers at the Jets, Eagles at Washington, the Rams at the Ravens, Texans at the 49ers, Cardinals at the Cowboys, Panthers at the Saints, Broncos at the Chargers, Lions at the Seahawks. Sunday night will be the Vikings at the Packers. By the way, Kirk Cousins tested positive for COVID, so he will miss that game. will be Sean Merriman.
He's still in the league?
Well, not the pass rusher. There's another Sean Merriman. Remember that Chargers pass rusher? He was really good.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. So, regardless, Vikings will be without a quarterback going up against Aaron Rodgers in Lambeau Field. That's pretty much the turning point of this game. And then Monday night, we have the Browns versus the Steelers. So
the only good game I really see on here is the Bengals and Chiefs game. Everything else is pretty uninteresting to me. I would say the Cardinals and Cowboys, but the Cardinals have been playing like dog poop. And the Packers-Vikings game could have been good if Kirk Cousins was playing. So the only game that's interesting to me right now is the Bengals-Chiefs. Bengals have been rolling, and it's another division game.
Who would you pick in that game? The Bengals are at home, by the way. It's not an Arrowhead.
Chiefs. Safe. I have to go with the safe pick for the Chiefs to win.
See, I cannot pick Kansas City. Because it's like you with the Cowboys.
Of course you can't.
So I'm going to go with the Bengals. Why not? It's been working for the Chiefs that I've been picking against them, so it doesn't matter. By the way, though, like this Cardinals-Cowboys game, this is going to tell a lot about like the Cardinals going forward, back to our conversation about the Cardinals. If they're competitive, then I'll be like, okay, maybe they have a shot in the playoffs. But if they get blown out, then it's going to be like, yeah, they're simply fraud. Like fraudulent to the fraud.
Yeah, if they get blown out by the Cowboys, it's definitely not a good look for the Cardinals. And they're not going to be favored in the playoffs to win any games. Regardless of what they've done all season and the explosive offense and the good defense that they've had. You got to at least, if you can't beat the Cowboys, at least be within a field goal of beating them or
make it just make it competitive. You know, just like within a one score game, like just be within a touchdown and like you'll get a little bit mojo going your way. But if you don't, you get blown out by 14 or more, then it's going to be like, oh, boy, maybe we should move on for Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah, definitely not a good look.
Obviously, I talked about the Dolphins Titans with the playoff implications in that one. That might be very interesting. The Rams at the Ravens. See, like, the Rams, like, they're a hot and cold team, but I feel like they're starting to become a hot team again. And we just simply don't know with the Ravens, with all their injury issues, and if Lamar Jackson's actually going to play, or is it going to be John Johnson or Huntley this time? Like, we just don't know with the Ravens. So I'm thinking, like, the Rams may put the Ravens back in their place, and we won't see the Ravens in the playoffs this year.
Probably won't, to be honest with you, the way they've been playing ball. There's definitely a good chance we're not going to see the Ravens.
I mean, it's tough for Baltimore because so many injuries from, like, day one.
I mean, that's kind of the storyline for this part of the season. I mean, Christ, the Redskins have, I think, 21 starters are out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's getting bad. And especially with COVID now. Guys getting COVID, and then they're forced to sit out a game or however long. So it's tough. It's hard for the whole league right now.
We just learned that Ryan Fitzpatrick, like 2 weeks ago.
He cut out again.
I said, we just learned literally 2 weeks ago that Ryan Fitzpatrick was put on IR and done for the season. It's like, why couldn't you tell us that earlier? Like, Washington, Chase Young. I mean, like, poor Terry McLaurin. He can't even get a quarterback to throw him the ball right. I mean, and I like Taylor Heineke, but Taylor Heineke's showing that he's just not the guy for them.
No, he's not. And that's kind of the story for Washington and New York. I mean, they can't get themselves a quarterback.
Washington had a QB in Kirk Cousins, but
shipped him off to Minnesota.
Let him walk. He was a free agent. Should have traded him to Minnesota. Get something out of that. But regardless, any other games this week catching your eye?
I would say, I mean, the Packers-Vikings game, I mean, it looks good on paper, but, I mean, just because of how the Vikings kind of stay competitive, but Kirk Cousins isn't going to play, so it's probably not going to be as good as I'm anticipating. Yeah, and then the Monday night game is kind of a stinker, if you ask me, the Browns and the friggin' Steelers.
Ben Roethlisberger final game at Heinz Field, though.
Yeah, I mean, I stopped giving a shit about Big Ben a long time ago.
Oh, so did everyone. I feel like everyone's tired of Big Ben.
Yeah. I mean, they'll be waving the terrible towels, but it's definitely not going to be an entertainment.
Everyone's been trying to put Big Ben in a retirement home for years now, and the Steelers fans are like, well, no, give him a little bit. Like, give
just
it a year.
Just doesn't want to go. Just doesn't want to go.
Now, the another game is interesting is Raiders at Colts, and I think, like, the Colts are definitely one of the hottest teams in the NFL, but the Raiders can, like, pull a rabbit out of their hat and just end up beating a really good football team. They've done it in the past. They went to Kansas City and beaten them.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the loophole. The Colts aren't a really good football team. They're a good football team, but they're not really good. So I think the Colts blow. I think the Colts blow them out. I think that's a blowout.
It's just the whole Carson Wentz thing you can't get over, right?
Yeah, but I think Jonathan Taylor's gonna run all over them.
Jonathan Taylor's an absolute stud. He's about 300 and if I can do the math off the top of my head right, 375 yards away from 2,000. If he gets to 2,000, I mean, you got to give him the MVP. It's between Rodgers and him right now.
Yeah.
And he's got 17 touchdowns still.
Well, I mean, speaking of Rodgers and the Packers, I mean, granted, my Super Bowl pick was, I think it was the Titans and the
Bucks
and the Buccaneers, right? So right now, if you're asking me who my Super Bowl prediction is, it's Green Bay. I don't see anybody stopping Green Bay. Rodgers got it done when his whole friggin' offense was injured. So I don't see anybody stopping them.
I totally agree with you right now.
So
and they just got Jair Alexander back from IR.
Mm-hmm. I think he got a pick in his first game back, didn't he?
Dude, oh my gosh. Like Green Bay. If they don't win it this year, holy moly, the amount of scrutiny they're gonna get.
Yeah, I just don't see anybody stopping them.
But like we said that in your defense last week's show, I think you said it. We've seen them be like, oh, yeah, there's no one beating Green Bay, and then they just lose in the NFC Championship game.
I can't see it happening this year. I just have a feeling that they're just going to roll. I mean, that's just my thoughts.
Tampa Bay's dealing with some injuries, but, like, you can never discount Tom Brady in the playoffs. The Cowboys are rolling with the defense and seem like Dak Prescott got his rhythm back on the offense last week, but it was against Washington. The Rams are just a tricky team. Like the Rams, I feel like they're not going to be able to win in Green Bay. I mean, they tried to do it last year in the divisional round. They lost. The Cardinals, no, absolutely not. The Cardinals would probably get blown out really quickly. 49ers, though. They could do it. They can go into Green Bay and,
Wild card.
Yeah. I mean, like, they could totally do it. They run the football, they play good defense. I think Jimmy G, even though everyone loves to criticize Jimmy G, I think he does enough for them to win football games. They beat Green Bay 2 years ago in the NFC Championship game. So, like, the formula is already there how to beat Green Bay.
Yeah, the Niners are a good team, and they kind of can beat anybody in the NFL.
They really could, and it won't surprise me if they're like the one team that makes it to the NFC Championship game and everyone's just head-scratching.
I think that the Niners made it. There'll be a lot of pissed-off people around. There's a lot of pissed-off fans.
lose their tickets because of the 49ers just beating everybody. So like, a lot of money. Hate them. Yeah, a lot of money on the line here. But like, if you're going to ask me a Super Bowl prediction, I know I went with the Bills. I'm going to stick with the Bills for right now. And then I'm going to go with Green Bay.
Buffalo Bills need to make the Super Bowl?
For right now, I mean, like, we'll have our playoff preview, and then we'll, like, talk, like, rediscuss our, like, Super Bowl predictions. But as of right now, I like to stick to my guns, right? So, why not?
Why not?
All right, well, that pretty much does it. Anything else?
No, I think we got it all covered.
I think we did, too. I got to start packing up for New Year's. I'm actually going somewhere. But, yeah, hopefully everyone has a good and safe, happy New Year's, and hopefully 2022 is a lot better than the past 2 years.
I'm just looking at, the playoff picture right now.
It's fun going on ESPN with like their little playoff predictor, and you can like predict who wins and who loses, and then it just like matches up the playoff seeding. I love that. Dude, the Broncos could end up with the 6th overall pick if they lose both of these games. Like, they could.
Should they lose out?
If they lose out. Crazy because they're not a bad football team.
I'm asking you, should they lose? Should they just lose out the season?
I hate it, but as it's as it seems right now, I mean, like, the Broncos have, like, 20 players on the COVID list, so it's more than likely they may lose both of them.
Well, the good news for me is the Giants will have Bears, a high pick in draft.
And they have the Bears pick.
The Bears.
So, like, if you're the Giants.
They're picking at 4-7 right now. If the season ended today, they're picking at 4-7.
Now, do you want the Giants to win?
No, absolutely not. I wanted them to stop winning a while ago.
But you're playing against the Bears, who also you guys have a first-round pick with.
Well, to be honest with you, I don't think the Bears will lose to the Giants. I think the Giants will still lose that game. But either way, they're going to get a top 10. They're going to get two top 10 picks.
Yeah, especially with Mike Glennon starting. I mean, good Lord.
God, I mean, it's just a write-off to your season right there.
Dude, I honestly, credit to Mike Glennon for getting like $30 million in contract earnings. I don't know how he did it, but congrats to him.
Good on you, bud.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that guy should – he wouldn't be on my football team if I was building a roster. Not even close to it.
Absolutely not. But, you know, that's the Giants, and that's how they do things.
Like, I will give Johnny Manziel a chance to be a quarterback over Mike Glennon.
You could try. You could try. But Johnny Manziel doesn't seem to last. Mike Glennon, I guess he kind of sticks around. He shows up to practice.
Exactly. So that way, like, if Johnny Manziel doesn't work, I can just flip the door and just be like, well, here comes someone else new. Not Mike Glennon. Sorry.
Yep. Back to the CFL, Manziel.
What was that? The Verizon League where, like, the fans called the plays or something?
I don't even know anything about that.
I don't either. And somehow Johnny Manziel played in that league. All right.
Probably in a flag league now.
Absolutely. Probably. In like, some sort of backyard football, like, pickup game or something.
Yeah.
All right. That'll do it. That was Brandon. I'm Wes. We'll see you next week for the final week of the NFL regular season. That's the show. Happy New Year. We're out of here.
Yes, sir. Happy New Year, all the Bench Bro fans, and I'll see y'all next year.
All right, take care.